was at the gas station yesterday doing what most of us probably do unless you have like a chauffeur or like a limo driver. Good for you. I was getting gas. I was low. My light came on and that's what I did. And there's a guy. I see usually a guy or girl. I don't remember if I've seen this guy before at this corner where I'm at. The gas station's right there on the corner. And he comes up and he's always asking for money. And I just have to be honest, I don't trust people anymore if they're asking for money. Some people really legit might be doing that. Other people, they're scamming. We know there's people that are scamming. They're getting into their Audi or some nice BMW.
Around the corner.
Yeah, like you got a nicer ride and a better house than I do. So it's like, nah, man, like if you're really hungry, let me buy you something from inside to eat.
Yeah,
you
know, but we had a guy call us and say he lived in a really, really nice part of town. His wife was a physical therapist or something. I think if I remember correctly, it was a couple years ago. Told us he made, I think it was $60,000 a year or
yeah,
something 60, like that.
Yeah, 60, 65, yeah.
Just panhandling. He was faking being a veteran, which is like stolen valor or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that'll get your
he
butt
was doing.
Whooped.
He had a fake wheelchair, held up a cardboard sign, the whole shebang. He called and admitted all of this to us on our show.
So, Alex, what do I have right here that I never have in my wallet? What is this?
Cash, $5.
Got a $5. I sold something on Facebook Market the other day, and I was going to go put it in there. I never have cash, but I sold a little bike lock.
Okay.
So that being said, I had $5 on me. I never carry cash, and that's what I tell people when they ask for money.
Yeah, I don't either.
So this guy came over. Now keep in mind, there's already built in the thing that I'm about to ask him to do, but he said this was degrading that I would ask him to do this for money.
Okay.
My windshield had some bug splatter on it. Just, you know, regular, you know, wear and tear of driving your vehicle on the road. I said, hey man, I'll give you $5 if you wash my window for me.
Okay.
And he's like, are you kidding me? That's pretty degrading.
Whoa.
I'm like, wait.
He got mad?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't like try to fight me, but he acted like I was like insulting him, like calling him a bum or something.
Okay.
Here's my thing. Am I wrong? 833 Joe Alex, did I really degrade this guy by asking him to wash my windows for $5? Because, first of all, there's stuff right there. He didn't even have to have his own supplies. I was at a gas station.
Right.
He's not even supposed to be soliciting me or harassing me, but I'm trying to go along with it. And for once in my life, I had a $5 bill on me. $5 is a lot. A dollar's a lot to give to somebody that needs change.
Yeah, that's good. And that's so easy. It takes 5 seconds.
But he made me feel bad. Say, I would never want to degrade a person. That's a terrible thing to do.
I think he is lazy. I think that's what it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said. I don't think that was degrading at all. He is sitting there asking for money because why? Because he doesn't have a job, right? You just offered him a job. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And it's not a job. He has to show up every day. He has to go out and get a suit and tie and all these different things. It was right there. It was an opportunity. He decided to say no. That, to me, says that he doesn't actually, you know what I mean? Like, he just wants to not work and not even put in any effort towards doing anything because he had a great, easy opportunity right there.
I agree 100%. It's down plain fact. He just didn't want it enough. Like, Joe, I probably would have looked
at you.
Poor
Joe would have said yes.
Like, yeah, no kidding. He's going to go wash my windows right now.
Exactly.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. Was Joe degrading towards this homeless guy? That is the craziest story that I have heard you tell in a while.
So I ended up giving him the $5, by the way, and I washed it myself.
Did you really give him the money? Okay, now that I don't agree with. You should not have given him the money.
I felt
no
bad.
Way.
I pulled a pork chop. What do you want me to do?
He is saying that you were a jerk, but he was being a jerk.
833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show. We're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and I don't know if I'm just being a bad guy. Did I really degrade this dude? I don't know if he was homeless or what. He was begging for some money. And I said, you know what? I'm getting gas right now at this gas station. He was right there. I'm like, why don't you wash my window? $5. I never have cash, but I was going to go put it in the bank. I had $5, and I was going to give it to him if he washed my window. He said, man, that's pretty dang degrading. He didn't say that, actually. He said some other choice words, but pretty much saying, like, who am I to tell him to wash my window?
It's just unbelievably entitled and just the only person that was the wrong in that situation was him.
Erica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I don't think you're wrong for asking him to clean your windshield at all because I probably would have did the same thing. I normally don't even give people any kind of money, but when I'm feeling generous, I will give like a dollar or something.
I never know, Erica. I feel bad like if people have money or not. I don't know if they're really just trying to scam you or they legit need it.
You know what? Obviously, he didn't need the money very much. I'm heated over this. Obviously, he didn't need the money that much because he had an opportunity for $5 and turned it down.
Like in 1 minute. 1 minute you could have made $5. I wish I made that kind of money per hour. Scott, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely hilarious. You guys are trying to rationalize con artists.
What do you mean?
Most of them are just complete con artists.
You don't, okay,
and that's
what I
want to watch. Go ahead.
And no, Scott, I and that's what I'm saying. But I don't you ever wonder if like one person legit really needs help?
Like, he's saying really... that's why he doesn't need help, maybe. You're saying he was conning us. That's why he didn't take the money, because he's not actually
that's
homeless.
That's exactly why. And most of them are liars and druggies. I mean, most of them have shallow faces. And listen, vets know where to go get help. There's programs out there for them to get help.
All right.
And I just think most of the people on the side of the road are absolute con artists.
I think some of them are, Scott. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just like I always do the what if thing. That's me all the time. I always try to see the other side. I'm like, what if this guy really just needed some money? But obviously, he didn't, because he could have just washed the windshield and in 1 minute made $5. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I want to say that I get it. You know, you may have thought that he was a con artist. I was just saying, like, I've seen like two of them argue over like territory before of where they like want to collect money. But I also feel like before I come to the stop where I see a homeless person or someone begging, I know internally if I'm going to give it or not. So I feel like if consciously you were like, I'm going to give it to him.
How do you know, Paige? Like, how do you know internally?
Honestly, I don't know. It's just like a feeling I get. Like, okay, so this person, I'm going to just give it to him. And then there are times when, like, discernment says no, they're not trying to do the right thing. Like the family that's always on Dunvale asking for money. You see them every other day, okay? So I'm not giving you anything because obviously this is a scam. So I feel like if consciously, like you had that $5 and you were itching, like, I'm going to give this to him, you should have just given it to him.
I'm the cheapest guy. I was like, oh my God, this, I have to get this to the bank immediately. This is $5. I can't be, somebody might rob me. I wanted to put it away immediately, but I ended up giving it to him, and now I feel dumb according to everybody. I'm a dummy.
And look, here's the thing. I understand why. I do know some of the reasons why it is hard for people who are actually homeless. It's saying something like, just go get a job, that doesn't always work. There's mental health issues. There's all sorts of factors. I do know about those factors. But what Joe is proposing, like I said earlier, it isn't that me being like, he should have taken that opportunity. You know, that is absolutely ridiculous, because it was such a simple, it was more of a task that he could do right there within 30 seconds that he shot down. I don't think Joe or me are expecting him to go out and, you know, apply for a 9-to-5. But in this type of situation, I think that was pretty simple if he really needed the money.
Anthony's on the phone. We'll wrap up with him. And guess what? He says, I was wrong. Can you explain, Anthony? What did I do wrong?
Yeah, how you doing, man? I work with homeless young people, teens and young adults every day. I've been doing it for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing is, man, is just that if you're going to give it, give it. Our homeless population get enough people that don't see them, that don't care for them. But regardless of their situation, you know, just being able to say, I see you, you know, I understand, man, and not, I need you to do a task. If you're going to give the $5, give it. I mean, it's $5. But you know what I mean? Maybe ask him a question of how he's doing. You know what I mean? What's going on, man? You realize how many people that are homeless in our city don't get a, what's up, man, or how are you doing?
Yeah, they don't get treated like a person.
It's not about the dang on task.
So you understand.
That upsets me.
So
it's not about the task. It's not about how easy it is. It's just still a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if he doesn't, you know what I mean? You already got it bad enough, guys. And it just upsets me.
So you understand where he's.
And then to say, hey, watch my window, dude. You know, no,
well,
it's
okay.
Not. It's
I'm sure
path.
He didn't say it like that.
To be
that.
Fair, no, I didn't, Anthony, because, like, I've never been homeless, but I've been in situations where after my dad died, we had to go to food pantries and we've had to have different help to get by. But no, I just want to clarify real quick. Like, I agree with what you're saying. We need to talk to people. We are human beings. It's just maybe I've been pissed because I've been scammed before.
Exactly.
And I totally get that.
Yeah.
But just to clarify,
yeah.
I didn't say, wash my window, dude. Like, of course
but
not.
I understand that, man. But what I'm just saying is, it's just so much if it's a couple bucks. It's a couple bucks, and it's more about, for me, I don't give money all the time, and I work with this population, but I sure do stop and talk.
Right.
My wife and kids get sick of me downtown because I rap to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I don't got a dollar, but if I got 5 minutes, man, I'll give you my 5 minutes just to let you know I see you. That's where, and I will always stand behind that. I'll never go any other way than outside of making sure that our homeless population knows that they're seen and heard.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you do understand where this guy was coming from when he said that it was degrading of Joe to ask that. You do understand where he's coming from a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, I feel him.
All right. Well, hey, Anthony, man, I appreciate you calling that perspective
thanks for all the work you do.
I think you're the first one that said
guys,
that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You have a good one. Yep. All right. Wow. I mean, I think he brings up a good point there. We need to treat each other with respect. And
yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
it's a difficult situation, but I can't win.
I feel like I did it. Now I feel like I'm a terrible a-hole.
No, lots of people are saying that you did the right thing also. Of course, there's going to be some people that disagree. I do understand his side, but it sounds like you were respectful and just being like, hey, man, if you want to do this, I'll give you $5. I mean, it's if you have an opinion on it, you can go to Facebook. A lot of people are chiming in right now. Just search for Radio Now, or you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.